101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
You go on a date with someone, or a few, or you're dating, and then suddenly they ghost you. They leave you in the dust, and you don't know what happened. That's when you call us.
And Hayden, you're feeling that stinky dust right now with Audrey. But how did you two first meet?
Man, it's some stinky dust. Yeah, we met, I met Audrey through a friend of mine at my gym.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
So after you connected that way, did y'all go on a first date, or did y'all just have drinks? What happened?
Yeah, we had drinks in Clearwater, and it was dope. She's super cute. We had a good time, I thought. I thought she was a little not chilly, not standoffish, but she was a little not sure, maybe a little hesitant at first. But I mean, it's a first date.
Yeah.
So,
what happened after that? I
texted her and told her that I had fun, and she just said, me too, thanks, and that was it. So, then I haven't,
exactly. That doesn't really inspire, you know, that a second date is coming up.
No, when they say me too.
Thanks.
Yikes. All right, well, let's try to get Audrey on the phone so we can figure out exactly why she was being kind of standoffish during the first date.
Yeah, there's got to be something going on, and it might be with her. It might not be with you. So hang tight, and we'll do the talking and figure out what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Audrey?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
who's this?
Audrey, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now we got you on our little radio show here in Tampa Bay. Is it okay if we can chat with you real quick?
Okay, sure.
Hey, Audrey, it's Holly. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but we actually have an acquaintance in common, and he's a little uncertain about where the two of you stand. I'm talking about Hayden. Hey, Hayden, you guys went out for drinks. I mean, can we ask what happened? Because it seems a little bit like you might be ghosting him. And if that's the case, we're trying to patch things over.
Right.
Well, okay. How did everything go down? I mean, was it a good date? I mean, how did you get all hooked up with Hayden?
Okay, so my friend Nina, she's been bothering me about, you know, giving me this guy that she knew a chance for a while, and she swore she had a perfect match for me, and he sounded pretty great. So eventually I was like, yeah, I gave in, and I was like, okay, cool, let's do this. So we went out for drinks somewhere in Clearwater, and right away I can tell that this guy's personality is not really, like, he's not exactly the way that my friend had described him. And so it all went completely downhill when I asked him how he knew my friend.
Okay,
and
so this is like the key. Right. I feel like we're about to find the key out here.
Here we go.
How did this all happen?
Oh, yeah, this is when it all became very clear. So he shrugged it off, and he was like, well, I kept asking her out, and she kept saying no, so I guess I wore her down because she eventually said she had someone in mind who would be perfect for me, and I guess that's you. And you're like,
everything is clear now. Everything. Okay. And I don't even want to say it out loud because it feels a little cringeworthy. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Like,
Audrey, we have Hayden on the phone right now.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Audrey. And I'm sorry, Hayden. I mean, Hayden, do you know, like, I feel like you were trying to get a date with this Nina, and then she basically, I mean, I'm just going to make it plain. It sounds like she pawned you off on Audrey, right? Like,
I mean, it does now. You put it like that.
Oh, God.
It didn't seem like it. I mean, so it just felt like that Nina thought that she and I wouldn't be a match. So that's why she was like, oh, I got this friend. So, you know, that's what happens. Like, I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, she's cool and she's got probably cool friends and hot friends. So I was like, yeah, let's give it a shot.
Yeah. But that makes sense.
Did you have to say that to Audrey though?
But you know what? It doesn't even matter, Miguel, because this would have come to light in some way, shape or form. Right? I mean, Audrey, have you talked to Nina about this?
Since it happened, and she kind of laughed it off like it was funny, but I didn't think it was funny at all.
Well, clearly not.
Yeah. Okay.
So what if we totally forget Nina? She's not in the picture.
Bye, girl.
Rude. What if we set you two up on a date? We'll pay for it, and we can just start fresh.
I'm okay, but I really wish you, like, the best of luck with everything, Hayden, and, you know, thanks.
Sure.
But thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and, you know, good luck, Hayden.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for talking to us, Audrey.
See you later,
we appreciate
Audrey.
You. Okay.
Oh. Okay. That was abrupt.
Okay. Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so. As soon as.
That went. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we can like make a dating profile for you.
You know what? Join us out at Franklin Manor and
there it is.
We will hook you up with somebody. How about that? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll be down with that.
There we go.
Yes.
All right. We can just.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.